Castel.
These soldiers are members of what used to be a pro-Ukrainian government paramilitary group called the Azov Battalion. Critics said Azov was a neo-Nazi group. The unit started in 2014 as a volunteer organization and quickly developed a fierce reputation for fighting pro-Russia separatists and defending the port city of Mariupol. In December that year, Azov was incorporated into the Ukrainian National Guard. It now has over 1,000 soldiers. New recruits must pass a 5-week basic training course that instructors say is so grueling, only around half get through.
I am proud to be a member. We are an elite regiment. We have proven ourselves as number one in all the armed services. We are very motivated. The enemy knows who we are and is afraid of us.
The government supplies weapons, ammunition, tanks and armoured personnel carriers like this one. But around 80% of the men's kit and material for this training camp is bought with donated money. It's been 7 years since the Azov Brigade were incorporated into Ukraine's National Guard under the Ministry of Interior. But commanders here say that the unit is still struggling to shed a reputation of having far-right or even fascist leanings. These are allegations the commanders staunchly deny, but they acknowledge that it's the main reason why NATO forces refuse to train them alongside the Ukrainian army. Critics say the underlying philosophy of the regiment has not changed. They say it's part of a far-right movement led by this man, Andrei Biletsky, who was its first commander and who now leads the National Corps, a far-right political party accused of having links to white supremacist groups.
I think it's completely absurd to claim that there's no relationship between the regiment and the broader Azov movement. Ukraine's primary Western allies, or all the Western allies, are very, especially now, attuned to the issue of far-right extremists in the military, in any military, and they're very much not keen to be too associated with it.
The Azov badge resembles the Wolfsangel, which was worn by Nazi infantry divisions in World War II. There's been pressure in the US Congress to declare Azov a terrorist organization, but the regiment's leader says it has distanced itself from politics and serves the Ukrainian government and people.
Russia propaganda tries to discredit us because it knows we are combat capable and willing to fight to the end. Russia tries to portray us to our Western partners as incompetent right-wing radicals. We've had visits several times from representatives of NATO countries. We want to share our battle experience with them. We could learn from each other.
Slava Ukraine! Heroi slava!
But NATO says it will not train these men until the regiment proves it has no links to neo-Nazism. And that is proving hard to do. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Urzov, Eastern Ukraine.